use of machine learning to support triage of patients with lower back pain. The team leadership included Dr. Mohamed Abdelbar, PhD, Christine Gortz, PhD, Will Ratliff, MBA, Bruno Vallon, Master of Engineering, Andreas C.S. Abdullah Saleh, Michael Gao, Master of Science, and Suresh Balu, Master of Science, MBA. Problem: lower back pain remains the leading cause of years of life lived with a disability worldwide and activity limitation in the world. Despite innovations in therapeutic and diagnostic modalities, the impact of lower back pain on patients has continued to grow at an alarming rate. The financial cost of lower back pain is estimated to be $50, $100 billion annually, with a significant proportion of the cost associated with indirect costs such as work absenteeism. Thus, the burden of lower back pain has been established as a significant burden on economic productivity and patient morbidity. This fiscal cost, as well as the burden of disability, make the efficient diagnosis and management of lower back pain a priority for both providers and healthcare systems worldwide. Solution: to address this gap, Duke University's departments of neurosurgery and orthopedic surgery, along with the Duke Institute for Health Innovation, formed an interdisciplinary team to develop a machine learning model ensemble for the triage of new lower back pain patients using electronic health record data. Our goal is to support a more standardized and effective intake process for lower back pain patients and ultimately achieve a higher rate of positive clinical outcomes for Duke patients. This project holds the promise of significantly improving the lives of patients with lower back pain and the efficiency of our healthcare system overall. Our study cohort included data from 137,915 patients. The average age was 56.47, standard deviation 27.21. 40% of the patients were male, sample size equal sign 55,340, 63% were white, sample size equal sign 87,556, and 91% of patients were not Hispanic, sample size equal sign 125,074. The cohort was made up of 3,148 patients who received surgery within 90 days of their index encounter. The remaining patients were divided into subgroups by their index intervention provider type: physical medicine and rehab, 8,239 patients; physical therapy, 4,889 patients; and primary care, 52,886 patients. A total of three models were developed for each cohort, predicting the use of opioids at 90, 180, and 365 days, respectively. Impact: for the cohort who received early surgery, the prevalence of opioid use was 40%, 29%, and 20% at 90, 180, and 365 days, respectively. The model's performance in predicting opioid use showed an area under the precision recall curve of 0.62 and an area under the receiver operating characteristic of 0.66 at 90 days. At 180 days, the area under the precision recall curve was 0.47, and the area under the receiver operating characteristic was 0.67. By 365 days, the AUPRC had decreased to 0.35, while the AUROC improved to 0.68. Similar performance patterns were seen in the non-surgery groups. The results can be seen in Table 1 of the book at the DHI.org Impact webpage. Next steps: we are expanding the model prediction outcomes to include pain reduction and emergent healthcare utilization, which will provide additional data points to support improved patient scheduling decision-making. We plan to pilot the lower back pain triage solution in the Duke University Health System Spine Center and select primary care sites to evaluate its performance. The clinical workflow utilizes a patient prediction calculation application while a patient is routed at the spine center. At the conclusion of the pilot period, we will evaluate the solution.